count. How lovely. 7 o'clock on the dot. You're right on time, as usual. I suppose I should expect nothing less from such a wonderful host. So kind of you to keep me on such a specific schedule. It's clear you know enough about humans to understand they like consistency. How astute of you. It's quite impressive. You must have had a lot of time to research humans with your infinite lifetime and all. What have you had your thralls prepare me for dinner tonight? You have shockingly refined taste for someone who only consumes blood. I'd imagine the smell still does something for you, though. That makes sense. Perhaps it makes you nostalgic. Reminds you of when you were still a human, able to actually enjoy these sorts of things. Am I wrong? After months of my stay here, I would like to believe I understand you to a degree. I can see you have a penchant for all things human. The music, the food, the mead, the wine. You're more of an expert on the culture of my people than I am. So, let's lift the lid and see what you've ordered for me. Wow, that's actually... this might be the best looking thing you've served me. Looks like some spiced meat with greens from the garden in the front, I assume. And fresh bread. Give my compliments to whoever you're having bake these loaves. The scoring on the top is always beautiful. I love the delicate leaf patterns. It's truly wonderful. It reminds me of this bakery in the town that I... That's unimportant. I'll never eat from there again. They just... The scoring art looks familiar. It made me think of home. But I suppose that's irrelevant. Anyway. Was there something you wish to discuss tonight as I dine? And you so graciously accompany me? Usually there's something in the town you'd love to tell me about, or a story from all your years of life. A lifetime lasting a millennium, more with endless stories, and yet you're quiet. Well, unusually quiet, I mean. Nowadays you talk more than you used to. Perhaps we've grown closer, or you've grown as tired of the quiet as I have. After my first month as a captive, as a guest, that's correct. Forgive me for misspeaking. After my first month as a guest, I have grown a little accustomed to you talking at mealtimes, especially then. It's nice not having the ambiance confined to the sounds of silverware scraping against the dishes and the crackle of the fireplace. Since hearing your voice as I eat is the standard, it's strange to have you watch me and remain aloof. It's like a centerpiece is missing. The table feels empty when it's only made with cutlery and quiet, Count. No, I suppose it's nothing to worry about, just an observation from me. It's a break in consistency, and we've gone over how my kind is supposed to thrive on that repetition. It's easier to spot changes when you're used to things being a certain way, and I always have been a little observant. Actually, it is a little concerning. Not necessarily the lack of chattiness, but your demeanor as a whole. You look troubled, Count. Tired. You're sure there's nothing to address? I've stalled another day, not asking you to turn me. If I'm to be honest with you, Count, I do not see this being a constructive conversation. How many nights have we gone through these motions? How many times have you proposed for me to refuse? Don't misunderstand. I'm deeply thankful that you've had so much restraint in not feeding on me even once. And the fact that you view my body as a temple you need an invitation to enter is immensely reassuring. But that doesn't change how I got here in the first place. Surely you understand. I don't feel as if my viewpoint is outlandish. I don't wish to upset you. Under other circumstances, and perhaps in another life, I'm sure you'd make a fine husband. You seem to forget how I became your guest. Will you allow me to explain the sequence of events from my eyes? Why I feel so strong the way that I do? Really? I'm allowed. Thank you for your generosity. When your thralls took me, I was leaving the city, which I'm sure you knew. My family hoped that me being married into the Walkers would bring some money and prosperity our way. So they shipped me off with all of my belongings so I could set up roots somewhere new. I was supposed to change things for us. I was supposed to bridge the gap between poverty and success, make her bloodline last a little longer. Now I suppose that falls on my little sister. Mother and father never had a son, so it's always been up to us girls to do the social climbing. I don't know how long you watched me. If you were waiting for me to mature into a suitable young woman, or the perfect bride as my father waited on me. If I was someone you set your eyes on in an instant and decided you must have. Either way, I must credit you for your flawless execution of your chauffeuring plan that led me to your dwelling. There I was, riding away from the only town and only people I've ever known, to be ambushed by a gang of highwaymen, set fire to my carriage, drove away my horse, and killed my driver in cold blood. Truly, a creative kidnap. Forgive me. I don't wish to get carried away. A temper isn't flattering on a young lady. Let me continue. These men, your servants, then tied me up and unceremoniously carried me here, leaving my luggage and belongings in the ashes and blood left pooling. Humiliated. Did you expect that when you ordered them to pick me up? Did you know I would feel so embarrassed and degraded by such rude treatment? Did you want me to feel so awful? I'd like to believe better of you for both of our sakes, but it's hard to forget the fear and confusion of that. Sure, you brought me somewhere luxurious and comfortable, but can this floor of your home that you've built for me be seen as anything other than a pretty cage? I can see out into the world around me, but know that until my family comes for me, until someone comes for me, I am companionless, with you dressing me, with you directing me. You're the only person I have. You're the only connection I get, and that's painful. I was so used to community and family. I had so many people around me at all times, and now I'm so isolated. So hidden away. It feels as though the color is draining all around me. And it's not just because winter is quickly approaching. Soon, all I'll see out of my barred windows will be the snow. Houses dot the landscape, but the bright lights inside will be snuffed out. I'm too far away and too high up on this floor to see. By then, there won't even be green of the grass or scarlet and umber of fallen leaves on the ground. When you're out working or away from your home, it'll just be me with the fireplace in here in the dining area, and the fine upholstery spread through the rooms, and the all-too-beautiful paintings you've lined the walls of my tragically radiant prison with. Colors here are so rich and saturated, but it all feels faded to me. Gray, bland, and not resplendent like I know you hoped it to be. And I have to see you almost all the time. Face you, and know you took away my freedom. Yeah, you're not supposed to be attractive to me, though I know you would be. Had you not taken me against my will. Your exterior is frigid, but you've shown me over the months that you do care. There's a persistent warmth that sits hidden within your chest, and even on your coldest nights towards me, I feel that heat. That corrupts the fury I should rightfully feel into this dull kind of hate. You stole the anger from my heart, plucked it from my chest, and forced me to make peace with you. I spend my days trying to find the courage to raise my voice, trying to find ways to be disobedient, to lash out, to make you feel the hurt that I should feel. But I can't bring myself to. So instead, I wait here for your return. And become keenly aware that I'm long since dead to my family. Every step you take towards me without me condemning you feels like treason against my own soul. It's treacherous that I don't hate you. It's rotten and vile that I take any amount of comfort in the life you've given me, And yet, instead of me pushing you away or calling you a lecherous monster, all I can think of saying is, make me want you. Don't make me love you. This would be so much easier to cope with if I did hate you for being a vampire. But that's never been the case. You aren't a monster. You don't even have a monstrous heart. You went about taking me in the wrong way. And I hate myself for falling into the trap that you knowingly or unknowingly set. All the soft touches. And the sweet words, and the eyes that you make at me across the table at supper each night. It makes it so difficult to stand strong in my decision to not have you turn me. It's hard to say yes when I know how I got here. That's why I can't let you turn me. You stole me from the world. Avoided my life choices, and made me feel for you even still. So the only revenge I can take some ounce of solace in is not giving you the one thing you want. My refusal will never be violent. It will never be rude. It will never be anything that will make you feel a way about me other than you feel now. And that will be your punishment. You will never have me as your eternal bride. And I am deeply heartbroken for both of us that things must be this way. harder for either of us. Perhaps we can forget what I said. Pretend I didn't mean it, that there will always be a chance. You... Count, surely you don't need to get up and escort me. I'll be all right. This is what I meant. This is the kind of touch that makes me doubt. But no, I still won't change. A caress of the cheek isn't enough to sway me. Even as you tilt my head up towards you. Even as you look into me with those eyes. So full of adoration. Send me away. You torture both of us, teasing me with what could have been pleasure and affection, teasing yourself with the love you cannot have. Oh, please don't do this. You know I can't resist you. Stand to kiss you, but this is as far as it goes. We can't keep pretending this will work out. It's not healthy. It's not reasonable. You can't. Mistake. Don't take another thing away from me. You can help me off of the table. Let me stand up, and we can walk our separate ways. I'll go to sleep. You'll go feed, and we can try a civilized, proper dinner again tomorrow. No. You're finally gonna take me like this, aren't you? Cutting the distance down to nothing between us. Taking me on the table I've kept between us. You're finally at your wit's end. I've pushed you too far today. I never should have opened. Barriers between us, leaving me nowhere else to retreat to. What finally broke this? Did I say too much? Should I have broken the kiss sooner? Was admitting my attraction too tempting? I promise you, I was not meant to be alluring or magnetic. This evening, you weren't like yourself. I thought you wouldn't see my slip in composure as an opportunity. Yeah. Don't press yourself to me. This isn't an opportunity. This isn't a weakness you can exploit. Leave my body. Leave my body alone. You have my mind and my heart locked away and owned. Please leave my body as mine. I don't want to know what I would do if you took me. But no, not ever. I don't need to face the music out. Just let me off the table, please. I'm bending my wrists. Please don't do this to me. Don't show me what I've become. Succumbing to your pleasure? That's not what this is. This is... You're going to rape me. This isn't pleasurable for me. My wetness is none of your concern. I'm not screaming because it'd be futile. Your member is pressed against me already, and everyone in this mansion has hired help. No one would hear me anyway, and you're gonna take me regardless, aren't you? I would scream. If it weren't here, I'd scream and I'd fight and I'd cry and I'd call out to the heavens. I don't want to be taken by you. And just because you grind at me like that, my whimpers mean nothing, I swear. I swear it. I can't be aroused by you. This is a farce. Wipe that smirk off your face. This isn't what you think it is. You're so hard for me. Forget what I said. You're going to take me against my will. Won't you get it over with and take me? Don't torture me with waiting on this. Waiting for you to defile me. I wouldn't want that. This is too much, Count. I feel faint. If you wish to debase me, to corrupt me, won't you just do it and leave the agonizing, awful teasing behind? I can feel how much you want me. I would have expected you to push inside me already. Waiting with you eyeing me like this, it's unfair. Do you wish to keep me atop this ledge of purity forever? Pressing yourself to me but not entering. Leaving your virgin a little captive owned but not claimed. God. Won't you just take me? Count! I am...
I felt your
heartbeat. We were in sync. I know that you felt it too. With you so close to me, your breath's hot on my neck as you pulled away. Like you didn't want to lean back. Bite me. Please. If you want to, you could. You looked like you really enjoyed it. And if it satisfies you so much, I want to. I want you to use me for my blood. Drink me in and keep taking me.
Give me your seed. You've given me me or what? But I need that too. I need you to mark me in every possible way. Need there be no question of my devotion. Claim me. Become my master. Sink yourself into me. Fill my womb with your seed. I want more. Count. Master, please. Make up for lost time. Make up for the lonely nights. Make me take your love. Drain yourself. Paint my insides white. And take me. Please, please, please. I belong to you. Make that real. Make me feel it. Harder. More. I need you. Claim me. My love. Please. I can't believe this is what I was blind to. God, my love. Thank you. Not what I imagined Father wanted when he said he yearned for a long-lasting bloodline. Becoming of this blood is nothing I can see my family accepting, though. I suppose I was never returning to them anyway, was I? This was always going to be my fate. One way or another. I suppose there are worse fates to hold. This home already feels less like a cage, my love. So strange that a single evening can change things so dramatically. Should I start feeling tainted anytime soon? I can tell my body is starting to cool more than I imagined it would most coitus. That must be a part of me turning. Is there much more to it? Should I be bracing myself for something? I can't help but wonder when, what the changing will actually feel like. As a child, you hear horror stories about vampires turning people, making them feel pain before they become undead, but you aren't even undead. I felt your heartbeat. I suppose those are all myths made to keep other humans from straying into the arms of a vampire. A weak deterrent. Becoming yours was a fundamental inevitability. As soon as I set foot here, something was set in motion. We were meant to lay together, and I was meant to change. It's a shame I denied myself until now.
Imagine the things we could be doing by now, with a few months not lost to false pretenses. Nothing to do about it now, just spend the rest of eternity making up for it. I almost forgot that time no longer limits me. So strange. I should thank you for returning me, for convincing me that this is what I needed, because it was. Thank you.